Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Hello, Jan, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am so interested in that first headline on your webpage. I can't tell you. I'm like salivating to get the detail. Netflix, right. South Africa. Talk to us about
okay,
that.
Yes. So the top story. Cool.
I would imagine it's your most hit story today as well.
I wouldn't know. But the story is from a VPN provider.
Yeah.
And so they have a vested interest in showing people, you know, what the disparate variants of Netflix all around the world offer subscribers in those countries, because obviously they're trying to encourage people to buy VPN services to access larger Netflix catalogs.
Yeah.
And so the point they're making here is to try and illustrate where in the world you get just sort of most bang for buck when it comes to Netflix, like the largest library sizes versus the price that you pay, because in most places in the world you pay the dollar fee, and they go by the lowest dollar fee, the $7.99 US. In South Africa, Netflix recently actually switched to Rand, so it charges us in Rand, 99 Rand a month for the lower end package.
Yeah.
They've built a massive spreadsheet to show where South Africa ranks. Where the various countries in the world rank in this, and so it shows that, you know, even in nominal terms, it's actually a bit cheaper to get the lower end package in South Africa than than in the United States or Canada, provided the exchange rate holds out. Provided the exchange rate holds out. The library size in South Africa is at around 4,200, 4,300 titles.
Okay.
For comparison, in the United Kingdom, you get about 5,500 titles, and in the United States, you get about 5,800 titles. What another thing, though, that they've done that's quite interesting is they've gone and compared the price of a Netflix subscription to the average monthly salary in a country. Mm. And there it paints a little bit of a different picture, where in, you know, all of these other more developed countries, a Netflix subscription costs you like a fraction of a percentage of your monthly salary. In South Africa, it's about 1.15% of the average. A lot of interesting data from this study by Comparitech to show how things look in Netflix around the world, and also for in South Africa, where our library is over 4,000 strong, that's actually pretty good. If you look at the bottom end of the rankings,
yes,
there's Denmark and Norway, amongst the developed nations down there, the poor guys, and Sweden for that matter, they have 800 in titles in Denmark, 802 in Norway, 954 in Sweden. So extremely limited selection in those countries, and yet the price and the relative price that they pay is actually quite a bit higher than here in South Africa. Obviously, I mean, if you were to compare that to their average income, you know, their average monthly salaries and stuff, it'll look quite a bit different. South Africa not making a bad showing in this comparison. It's worth also pointing out here, I get what the VPN guys are trying to do, and, you know, the argument they're making is, if you get less in a country, shouldn't you be paying less, which is a fair question to ask. But also, it's worth pointing out that even though in the United States has like around 1,000 or more than 1,000 titles more than we do here in South Africa, there's stuff that we get that they don't get due to the way that these rights work. The movie rights and TV series rights are sold separately from country to country. It's actually a huge mess for people who want to operate on a global scale like Netflix. It's worth keeping in mind that just because there are fewer titles, That doesn't mean that the United States gets everything. In fact, if you were to probably total up the amount of unique titles on the Netflix platform, it'll be over 10,000. Split between all the various countries that they've got, and no one has access to all 10,000.
Yeah, and I wanted to just continue on that Netflix thing for a minute or two. I had a very interesting experience. Not long ago, I was lucky enough to be in the UK, had a long flight home, so I thought I'll download a couple of movies for the journey, a couple of episodes of whatever it was. Downloaded just perfectly from the UK store where I must have been because I was there. Had forgotten to watch one or two, try to play them here. Sorry, this no longer exists in the South African store, or you have no right to watch this movie, or I don't know what that says about me, what of those 800 we don't have I downloaded. But is that correct? Does that make sense to you?
Yes. So this is unfortunately the reality of global content licensing still to this day. It's something when I was chatting to the folks at Netflix, they feel quite passionately about. It's something they obviously want to change. Good. And the way they're doing it is by just making their own stuff, and which they can show as they want all over the world. It's a tricky situation because obviously they don't want this kind of experience for people because it like leaves a pretty sour taste in the mouth.
It really does. It really does.
Exactly. And so, I mean, whenever I ask them about this, I get pretty much the same standard answer from them, is that they really, really try to license content for all over the world, but, you know, it's not always possible, blah, blah, blah. Check out our originals. They're great. That's the unfortunate reality of content licensing all over the world. But that reality is what made it possible for Netflix to enter the market in South Africa with third-party content like it was able to in the first place, and what enables other contenders, enabled and still enables other contenders to come into the market because of the non-exclusive licensing and some of the exclusive licensing on certain titles. So what happens, for example, is MultiChoice makes sure that it locks down the rights to certain shows. So it'll be pretty much everything from HBO. So okay. That's, you know, your Game of Thrones and your Westworlds and that sort of thing. They'll lock that down. And they'll lock that down for both broadcasting and for digital, for online streaming. But they don't have enough money to do that for everything. And so they might have non-exclusive licenses for some stuff, or they just won't license it at all. And so one show that comes to mind is Black Flag, which I hadn't heard of before at all until a company in South Africa called Discovered Digital, I want to say. They launched a streaming service for MTN, and they now run their own thing called DOD, Digital Entertainment On Demand. They brought Black Flag in, and that's a show that's shot in South Africa. It's starring some South African actors, including the guy who plays Granite from the old Gladiator stuff. He's there for a couple of episodes anyway. I didn't even know the show existed until this organization brought it in on behalf of MTN. Because of the way things are structured, it's a double-edged sword because it allows for competition, but it also means that the guys have to be quite particular about how they license stuff because it can get quite expensive. It so happens that somebody in South Africa might have the exclusive rights to a particular show, to whatever you wanted to watch from the UK that they now don't. That Netflix can't get in South Africa.
What a minefield, hey?
Yes, yes. And so imagine your Netflix and you've got like almost 200 countries that you have to manage this for. The back-end systems that you must have in place to manage where people may watch what. And also, while we're talking about it, by the way, there's a bit of a grace period. So when you've downloaded something and you go overseas, you have like a window, like a week or something. Within which you can watch that thing.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. And as long as you're offline, So if you've downloaded it for offline viewing and you don't connect that device to the internet, you can continue to watch that stuff. The second you connect it to the internet, it'll do a check with Netflix to find out if you've got the rights to watch that thing, and then it'll revoke the rights.
You are without doubt the most remarkable person that I've ever come across. You know these things. I just use the thing, download it, get upset. I couldn't view it here. You know how much time you have. I mean, had I known that, so you're telling me the solution then was not to connect to the Wi-Fi at home, watch what I wanted to watch, and then I would have been fine if I'd done it in the window period. And how many people know this? You. Hey?
You broke up there for a second?
No, I'm saying how many people know this? Probably you and your partner.
It's not that widely known, unfortunately, this little trick. It is possible. It is possible to do. It's precisely because people do get upset over this that I go digging and ask questions and find out from Netflix why things work the way they do.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's where we're going to leave it. Jan Vermeulen, as always, what an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you for telling us what's really happening behind the scenes. And we hope to speak to you next week.
Yep, chat to you next week.